let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Gay Lee is a trained hypnotherapist and quantum philosopher. She specializes on the reincarnation continuum. Her studies now also include the binary and matrix complexities of algorithms and Fibonacci, which means through physics she's able to decipher the codes of our evolution more easily as opposed to explaining them in emotional energies and vibrations. She discovered that not only humans have this emotional intent, these binaries are within every living cell throughout our world and the universe. Our true intent is the evolutionary equations of change. These equations are the key to our evolution. Depending on whether your emotional intent is configuring love or fear will determine whether you exist from survival or freedom mode. Over 25 years of experience, past life regressions, life between life, near-death experiences, the narcissistic syndrome, and more. Gay Lee, the author of the critically acclaimed books Absolutely Perfect and The Prophet, and she's with us via satellite from Australia on This Week in America. Gay, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fine. It's a pleasure to be there. It's summer here now, and I guess it's going to get sort of your version of winter over there. And because of the time difference, you say good morning. It really is almost good morning your time. It's literally the middle of the night you're getting up and talking with us, and I really appreciate that. Let's start with your background, because it's so fascinating and so much we're going to talk about during the course of the program today. Let's talk about your background and your studies. Give us some idea of the studies that you've gone through.
I started training with one of the greatest hypnotherapists in Queensland, who was the trainer for the Queensland Hypnotherapy Society. I did that in the mid-90s. From there, I also added that to all my other studies, which were the teachings of all the New Age philosophies that date back to the 60s. And then from there, I've grown. Reincarnation was basically introduced in the 60s, and that has always been a high fascination. Once hypnotherapy came into it, it enabled me to be able to access it. So that's basically where I've been training from, yes.
And it sounds like you learn something, what, maybe every day with all these different areas that you're studying. It sounds like you keep coming up with more answers or maybe more questions each day. Is that pretty accurate?
That's probably the most fascinating aspect of it is, yes, because the binaries, and I'll have to explain that to you, when you have binaries, they alter every second of every day. You change them with every word you say, every expression you say. So when you're studying anything like that, you study a brand new philosophy, you think you're absolutely brilliant, you've got this made, you're ready to go, and tomorrow it's completely altered, updated, and upgraded. Yes, continuously.
You know, it's so many fascinating things to talk about, and the time will go by too quickly, and I'll give you Gay's website, and you can find that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, as we go through. Among sort of the questions you get into is why certain people even existed in the first place. Hitler is fascinating. What was the purpose? What happens to people when they die? You get into all of that, and you've studied that for over 25 years. Let's take Hitler just here briefly. We could probably do a whole program on that. Why do people like that exist?
That is the concept of the reincarnation continuum. What's happened is in a past life, as I stated in my books, which is really great, the balancing act, which we would look at, is like that the Jews from World War II may balance out the repercussion acts that took place with the Crusades in the 1200s. And what's happened is there the people who were the soldiers who judged in that back there in the 1200s, they are now experiencing their own karmic results by becoming the victims in a war in 1200 years' time. So the continuum always goes forward. It's not always the same people. That's the wonderful thing. When we understood karma, we understood that it was sort of tit for tat. So you hurt me, next life I'm going to hurt you. It doesn't work that way. When you do the karmic aspect, these people go forward. You judge from back here, you will then jump into their cesspool and you will follow suit. So it's a continuum. You can't go back. It's impossible. there's only one way forward, and that's been proven through the laws of Fibonacci.
Is it true that who, I'll use me as an example, who I am today is who I have been in the past? Is that true? Is that what we see in everybody? It's not just we develop these personalities now, it's sort of a compilation of who we have been. Is that true?
That's true. The way you find out how you got to be where you are is by your parents, your brothers, sisters, and the ones who are older than you, right? So they're your past lives, and they explain in chronological order your past lives. So if you were abused as a child by older brothers or sisters or parents in your past life, I'm terribly sorry, you were most precious of people. So in this life, you are the victim of those people. So yes, they're your past life, so they can explain why you're here now. The people you confront and the people you judge are the ones you're going to follow. So that's your future paths.
You've talked about Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is just like us, we think, except he's a whole lot more successful. And you talk about maybe the difference is he comes from the perspective of love, not fear. Now, is that something that he has developed in this life, or is this something that basically is a trait that has been handed down to him?
Both. Both.
Okay.
But he was like this from a very early age, and all he wanted was to, he treated everybody equally. He saw everybody equally. So he had this already within him, this spirit of equality, and he wanted everybody in the world to have a computer. And the wonderful thing about him is that's all he was focused on. That was it. That's all he saw. And once you're in that fast mode zone, and I mean it is fast, no sooner would he have a new product on the market and they're all going, oh, this is what, he's out there updating the next one. And this is how fast it keeps going. And you're altering and changing all the time. So this magnificent, you can't, everything comes to you. As opposed to the fear where you're struggling and you're imprisoned and you're trying to get out. And this is where the carpet keeps getting pulled under you because you keep doing the same slow, dense, over and over again. When you're in that magnificent mode of freedom and equality and what we call the love mode, it's higher, it's faster, and it's continually changing. And that's what people are afraid of. They, as you start getting imprisoned into the fear factors, it's the change that you're afraid of. So when you step out of the victimization, you just explode. And that's what kept happening with him. And it must have been frustrating working with him because no sooner would one product be out there and he's got the next one, he's upgrading. And they're wonderful to work with, but my gosh, difficult to keep up with, yes.
Boy, I would think so because, yeah, you're right. I mean, just when he accomplishes something that would be a lifetime for most of us, he's on to something else, which he accomplishes again in a couple of months, and then he's on to something else. Gay Lee is our guest on the program, coming to us from Australia. That's Gayle. Her websites, I'll give you these throughout the program, and we'll talk about her books here in a second. reincarnationalhistory.com and reincarnationcontinuum.com. The two best websites to go to, and you'll get all the information there on the books, and the books we'll talk about here, Absolutely Perfect and The Prophet. Gay, did I get those websites correct? I know you just got those up and running, and there's a lot of good information there on the books. Let's talk about the books. Let's talk about Absolutely Perfect. Tell me a little bit about that and why this book is receiving such rave reviews for the impact it's making on people.
Okay, the concept is, before you understand anything, you have to understand how everything within your body is exactly as it's supposed to be, right? So if you take a droplet of blood, one droplet, right, inside that droplet of blood is 55 billion cells. Extract one of those cells, you get another 5 billion cells, and so on. So within every cell within your body, you have your own Milky Way, if you can comprehend that. Now, in the middle of the last century, another test was done where they split the atom. They put one in one laboratory here and another one about 10 kilometers away. They did the tests on this one here. This cell up here reacted in exactly the same way at exactly the same time with exactly the same impact. So what you have to understand is in your little one droplet of blood, you make one intent thought every cell within that droplet of blood changes instantaneously and becomes that reaction or intent. So you multiply that throughout your entire body, you've got universes upon universes upon universes within your body. They are reacting instantly, constantly, with every thought, word, and action, right? The thing that changes all this is our intent. Intent is the underlying emotion of truth. It can't lie. Every emotional intent you feel, think, or say is altering that binary in your cells every second of every day, instantly, defining you more and more and more with every action. Every individual's personal intent and binary is completely their own. No one is alike. It's like a fingerprint. Then you hibernate or you die. You then transform like a butterfly into the binary that you have created, and you become the victim of your past lives and your histories and allegiances. In the book, The Prophet, they then take that information to the next level. They then teach you how to take that information and turn it around and take you from now to the place where we really want to be, which is where you want to be, in the position where you can actually create your own life. You make the intents, you make the intentions, and you can create the life that you want. And that's what they're both about. And now I've gone dry. And Jai and Roxy explain how to utilize all the information around you, which means discovering the true underlying intents, changing your perspective from your past allegiances of fear and survival, and then how to learn how to allow. And that means you allow other people to be where they are and how they want to live. And then by doing that, you're learning the art of equality.
There is so much information in the books, and I'm going to qualify that here in a second. Absolutely Perfect and The Prophet by Gay Lee, our guest on the program. I say that these are not textbooks, and it's sort of hard to put the two books in a specific genre. These are novels, right? There's basically something here besides this core of information. They're very entertaining in your presentation, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I tried to do them that way. The information is full on. It is full on. I'm not the most entertaining person to actually speak about from that. So the only way you can get this out there where people will understand it and be able to relate to it is to put it in story form so that they can go, oh, I know that. All right, I've seen that. I know all that, right? It has to be done that way. And through it, I've also put visionary effects for them so that they can at least get some concept of what I'm talking about when I talk about the binaries. So all this aspect of putting them together was done for entertainment, but it's also done so that people can actually get a visualization of what we're talking about. Yes.
And the concepts that you talk about literally come to life in your characters in the two books that we're talking about on the program, Absolutely Perfect and The Prophet. The two websites, and you'll find the books wherever books are sold, but we'll direct you to Gay's websites, reincarnationalhistory.com and reincarnationcontinuum.com. And you can link onto those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A great story, an excerpt, and Absolutely Perfect I'll ask you to talk about here. This was a strange but true story, and this talks about how history does repeat itself. Talk about that. Even though it was over 100 years apart, we did see history repeat itself. Do you mind using that excerpt?
We did. But the thing is, when that was a song by Tex Ritter in 1966, and when we first heard it, we automatically assumed, oh, Kennedy and Abraham, they switched places. No, they didn't. You can't. That's impossible. The people who judged back there then jumped in. So this was the misconception of the transcript. And this was where I had to, why I couldn't comprehend why all this was happening, because this verified the tit for tat. The assassinations are actually the end game. People have judged the assassinations, and as a result, they've jumped into the cesspool, and the people who played Abraham and Booth back in 1800s were not the same people who played Kennedy and Oswald in this lifetime. Somebody has judged back there, and they are following the flow. That's when I started asking, so how did that happen? And that's when I have to sort of put, even to the people you're talking to the audience, if I explain to you the brutality, the fraudulence, the theft and the abuse and the abandonment and the horrors of World War II, what feeling do you feel inside? It's that very judgment that creates the next generation. Your true emotions, your feelings, your judgments towards any supposed injustice alters your binary. Then you personify that intent and you continue it in the next life. The fear is based on repeating old memories and old allegiances, binding you to your past over and over and over again. And as it's said in the Bible, those who judge will be judged. But you're not judged by God's. You do the judging yourself. It's judged within you. And you become the victim of your own judgment. That's the reincarnation continuum. That's history repeating itself over and over again. These books explain and can recognize all the judgments you've made in your past lives by the people with you, family, friends, and associates, because you bring them with you. They follow you. All your history is in front of you everywhere, and you are recognized them, and you can alter them with love and rapidly start advancing you. And you can move forward in creating the life that you want under your terms over and over again.
I was going to ask how important that is to us, but I will turn that and sort of ask you, as you went through this evolutionary process, what difference did all of this knowledge make in your life when you realize the importance of judgments made in the past? What impact did it have in your life?
It took me from victim to freedom. When you realize that everything that's happened before, it puts you in a world of victimization. And you are not only victim to your family, friends, and those around you, you're actually the victim yourself. You're treating yourself as a victim. When you realize that you're playing victim mode and you wake up to the concept that you have a choice whether you want to be victim or whether you don't want to be victim, the victim mode is when you want to fight, when you want to get back up, when you want to do it again, when you want to fix it. That is pure victim mode because you're under the perception that you can fix it. You can do this. You can do it. But the truth is you have to literally lie down, stay down, and let other people do what they need to do. You have to allow other people to be. You have to respect the fact that they're living their life their way and you can now live your life your way. By doing that, you get out of victim mode. You release all the imprisoning binds that are holding you to your past. Once you get out of victim mode, you realize you can start watching your world around you. You're allowing them to be who they are. And all of a sudden, every cell in your body, and now you know all your universes, they all start smiling. You start smiling. You start living a life that's absolutely amazing. And then you start living the Bill Gates life where everything starts moving faster and faster and faster. That's what happens. And it happens very quickly.
I would assume there are people that read Absolutely Perfect and The Prophet, your two books, and they're enjoying it, the entertainment level, and all of a sudden they're learning something. I bet there are people that are in the victim mode that really didn't even know they were in the victim mode until they read the book. Does that happen?
Oh, a lot. It still happens to me. You can be just sitting back quietly and somebody will do something and you will react to them and you'll do the judgment thing. And I have a wonderful mentor in my daughter. And I have a lot of difficulty with football teams who don't listen, etc. And my daughter will send a nice message to me saying a little bit of an overreaction for somebody who doesn't like football. Sort of like, okay, gotcha. Know what you're saying? Yes, it's so easy to slip. And yes, when you've got people around you who know what you're doing, it's nice to have them pick it up. But yes, that is an issue. Yeah.
I want to talk about, and time is going by so quickly, but The Prophet is interesting. And in there, the student asked Buddha, what is nirvana? Just pick up on that because we're all looking for nirvana in this life. Talk a little bit about that part of the book.
I love that because that inspiration came to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And like the student, I did it in two components. I got as far as nowhere and thought, oh, yeah, right. So the story is the student asked Buddha, what is nirvana? And Buddha very politely smiles and says, it's whatever you perceive it to be. And he says, but if I perceive it to be something, then it becomes something. And Buddha goes, yes. He says, but if that's the case, then where do you go when you meditate? And Buddha says, no way. And the student thinks, that's brilliant. Great. Got it. I understand it. You go nowhere. Fantastic. I got it. Right. Buddha starts laughing. He laughs his head off. And the student is still perplexed. And he's going, why do you laugh? He says, you haven't asked the next question. And the student has to think. And he says, oh, I've just turned nowhere into somewhere. And Buddha smiles and goes, yeah. And he goes, well, if that's the case, what? And Buddha just smiles and laughs and says, don't ask.
I love that.
It in a nutshell. Nirvana, yes. I can explain it better. Okay, just imagine, okay? You've got a match in this hand. You've got an unlit match in this hand. This one's going. And as you get them closer together, it's life and death. That little impact area before the match connects, there's that little space of nothing. That's Nirvana. You do your meditations and you focus on your breathing and you breathe in, you breathe out, you breathe in, you breathe out. While you are focusing so intensely on your breathing, your subconscious, that's Nirvana.
This is sort of like a life masterclass in novel form that you will find in Absolutely Perfect and The Prophet. A couple of minutes left here. Gay Lee, by the way, is the author and our guest in the program, G-A-Y-L-E, if you're Googling. I'm going to close off by talking about your goals. What's the ultimate goal?
There are a couple of goals, but my ultimate goal is, as has been pointed out, I can't change everybody's life. I'm not responsible for the world. But if I could reach just one, and help and let them experience the difference between victim and freedom, and they actually walk the path of equality and freedom and love and self-empowerment, if I could reach just one, then I've achieved more than most people. And that would be the ultimate goal. That would be absolutely fabulous, because then we could both die and come back and do it all again. It would be fabulous. That's the ultimate goal, to be able to at least reach one. That's huge. Current goals, working on my audios. I have audios and PDFs. I'm working on the audios at the moment, so they will be on my web pages soon. I have three more books coming out probably by the end of the year, but Comprehend, the things that are in my head now that are so exciting that I want to put into those books will probably change dramatically by then. So the books I put forth that I have in my head may be totally different. And as my dad said, your future goals, if you don't think God has a sense of humor, tell him your future goals. I have plans. That's true. I used to laugh at that, but he came at it from a different perspective to me. There are a lot more. I have a wonderful coach, coach who's trying to teach me all the fundamentals of computers and the web pages you need. And there are a lot more companies I'd like to work with. There are a lot more possibilities of people to work out with there. So my objective at the moment is just to get my name out there, Gay Lee, so that people can put the name to the face. If people have questions and theories and they want to experience it and get on to me, please, my email is gaylee, gay.lee@reincarnationalhistory.com. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. I'm a beginner, so please be patient. But, yes, I have a lot of goals to try to meet, and I've started, so that's a good move.
You're well on your way. The two books are Absolutely Perfect and The Prophet, and Gay Lee. Lee is one L-L-E. Again, the website's reincarnationalhistory.com and reincarnationcontinuum.com. We'll have those posted on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can follow those. Gay, it's been fun. I really have enjoyed having you with us on the program. I sense your enthusiasm and your passion for your message, and I love the way you're presenting it, because, again, you're doing it in novel form, and there's this great story, and then all of a sudden, as you're reading the story, you're thinking, okay, there's a lesson in there for me, and we can learn something as we're being entertained by your work. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for literally getting up in the middle of the night from Australia to be with us on the program today. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Gay Lee, G-A-Y-L-E, Absolutely Perfect, and The Prophet, the two books we're talking about. And again, the website's reincarnationalhistory.com and reincarnationcontinuum.com. Reincarnationcontinuum.com, both available on our website. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.